Good evening, everyone. I'm going to touch on a couple of topics, and I'll start off with the supply chain. The supply chain is strong for Bethlehem, whether it's the N95 mask or the surgical mask or the cloth mask that we have. Our EMS personnel are fully staffed and funded. They've been doing a phenomenal job under the direction of Tom Decker. We've had only one city employee that tested positive, and it wasn't in public safety. It's from another department. But that is a tribute to those guys that are out on the front lines of EMS and fire and police. So to have no one else test positive from those ranks is really pretty impressive for the city of Bethlehem. The police department, the calls are down for police and fire, but the calls are a little slower. They're working them in slow motion. Some of the folks, upon arrival, they're given instructions to stay 6 feet away and to get more information and how they're going to follow up. It's a little bit different than it used to be. It's not up close and personal anymore, unless the police have to do that. But most of the times they keep their distance, the social distancing, and that's working really well. Folks seem to understand it. Their Bethlehem folks are cooperating with the police upon arrival. That's working really well. Fire department, they've been out on calls. They're backing up our EMS. EMS is only committing one paramedic to the building to survey the situation, see what's going on. Instead of in the past, they'd have two go in with the fire guys. They step back a little bit and see what they have going on. They assess the situation and they deem what's appropriate, how to handle the call. So public safety functioning really well, fully staffed. Not sick leave, nothing happening there. Like fully staffed, they're doing a great job. Police, fire, and EMS, really proud of how they're working it out. On the other side, Lehigh County, Northampton County, they've been great partners with us. Whether it comes to equipment, N95 masks or surgical masks, they've been a big help with us. If we burn through, it's called the burn rate. If we use 100 masks, within 2 or 3 days, I get 100 replaced from Northampton County. That's who I work with right now, but if I couldn't get it from Northampton County, Lehigh County would also help us out. But everything's working really well with Northampton County. I give them a lot of credit up there. They're on top of it. We talk daily, even on the weekends, 7 days a week this job is now. So that's working out really well with both counties. I want to address the other topic would be just masks in general for the public that's watching. You do not need surgical masks or N95s. You need a cloth mask. We're trying to save all the surgical masks and N95s for patient care. So just like the mask I'm wearing now and that I see a lot of folks in here wearing, that's what they really need to wear out in public and honor the social distancing of the 6 feet. That's very, very important for everyone. For Police Chief DeLuzio, he's not here tonight, of course. In touch with him daily and Deputy Mikesell about his folks, how they're adhering to how they're doing their job in the public. There's no really big issues going on, just a typical, some domestics are up a little bit, but most of the calls are down. The service center down below is busy, though. We're getting a lot of complaints for businesses that don't have people masking inside, and we're doing follow-ups on those, phone calls made to some of those businesses, either by the health department or by the zoning department, just checking in to see what's going on at those businesses, because it's evolving yet. We're all figuring this out. It's uncharted waters here a little bit. We're trying to follow the CDC guidelines in the Department of Health when it comes to those topics. The other one, continuity of government, just so you guys know, everything's working well under Mayor Donches here. There's two or three deep at every position. Everything's being answered and addressed in a timely manner. We have meetings on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in this room right here. We're observing all the rules, and everything's going really well. If someone can't answer a question, they have someone right behind them. So that's working out rather well. So continuity of government is very important at this time. Daily changes. Christian could adhere to this. Every time we see something new, with every 2 or 3 days, there seems to be another change coming either out of Harrisburg or from the Department of Health, and we're adapting to them on a daily basis. Christian, they go through those conferences that they have, the phone conferences, which are very important, and changes are made. Even now, our guidelines here at City Hall to mask and due to social distancing is working. So I got to give a lot of credit to the cleaning crews that come in here and take care of City Hall. To have no one in here test positive is really a plus for all of our workers here at the city under the guidance of Mike Alcohol. At this time, I'll take any questions that you guys have.
Well, again, thank you, Mr. Novotnik. Obviously, you're kind of burning the candle at both ends, making sure that things are functioning as close to normal as they can. And it seems like the impact within City Hall here has been relatively minimal. We have a workforce of 600 and you have one positive test that doesn't spread out, I think that is exactly what you're saying, testament to social distancing and the practices that folks are taking within the city to make sure that they are not infecting others potentially. And to kind of parlay into that mask wearing, which you're talking about, I think the point needs to be driven home a bit more, even so, that the mask is not for your individual protection as the wearer, it's for the protection of everyone around you. Because there, you know, has been more than a little data showing that you can be a non-symptomatic carrier, potentially spreading the virus and not knowing it. So that's the reason for the mask wearing, which again, I think will be the new normal for quite some time as we figure out what our community is going to have to do to respond to make sure that we as individuals are staying safe, as well as the people around us that we're interacting with. As much as you want to hole up in your house, there's essentials that you need to leave to go out into the world, and there's little minor interactions that you're going to have with folks. So taking those precautions of social distancing, mask wearing, and hand washing, obviously you can't really do enough of those things. So I'm glad to hear that that's all happening in the city, within City Hall specifically. And I feel comfortable and confident that there is a plan that was laid out years in advance. Many things were thought of, and the things that we haven't thought of, we're making them up as we go, because everything is a limited resource at this time, from the masks that you're talking about to time and energy to manpower. All those things need to be managed as best they can, and it seems like that's happening currently within the city. So thank you for implementing the emergency plan in a way that I'm sure you never envisioned that you would have to.
I made a change to it already. I used to talk about police, fire, and EMS being public safety, along with our 911 center, which Northampton County does now. But I've learned for this whole episode so far is that there are four parts to it. It's police, fire, EMS, and our health department. If we didn't have this health department functioning at full throttle here, I don't know how we'd be getting this done. They have been wonderful to work with, giving me advice through Christian and her staff, giving the mayor advice, and following through on every patient and every detail, which you wouldn't see if we didn't have a health department. I admire all the work that they're doing, everyone and their staff. They've come through for me, and I have questions. I was a fireman for years, and then I took this job, but they have the answers to stuff that I don't have the answers to, and I can't say enough. Police, fire, EMS, and the health department. Now there's four parts again to public safety. Critical.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. And clearly, all the world keeps turning to within this pandemic that we're all facing. There are other health concerns. There are other medical emergencies that are still requiring attention and still getting that attention within the city. So we'd like to thank you for that as well. I'll turn to Mr. Callahan and then other members of council if they'd like to have any questions or comments for Mr. Novotnik.
I just want to thank you for all your work that you've done. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any members of council who would like to make comment or question to Mr. Novotnik?